Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Wegovy is a new weight loss medication that has just become available in Ireland. You've probably heard about it on the news. Well, it was on the news here last night. I heard about it on the news last night, which, by the way, I find completely irresponsible because they're kind of raving about it, calling it a wonder drug. And I don't think that should be something that should be newsworthy. That should be something for your doctor to talk to you about. Anyway, by its very nature, it is bound to come with side effects. So please make sure, you know, you've fully thought it through before taking any kind of weight loss medication. Always, always, always speak to your doctor. Don't buy it online. Don't buy it on the young from the young one on Facebook around the corner who does your nails. Don't buy it from anybody, or don't get it from anybody apart from a proper pharmacist who's going to give you good advice on how to take it. Anyway, Wegovy is an injection designed to help people lose weight. Right now, it's only available with a private prescription, cost $127 to $213 per month, and it's not covered under the medical card or the drugs payment scheme. But some people think this drug could be a game changer for tackling obesity, but others feel it's just an easy way out of losing weight. Because let's be clear, for most people, losing weight is free. It just means eating less and getting more exercise. And that brings us to the message that we got from a listener, Mary in Limerick. And she says, "Hi, Niall. I've been hearing about this new weight loss drug, Wegovy. And I heard it might be now available on the medical card. I don't agree with that. If someone is overweight, it's their fault. They should take responsibility and lose weight themselves. Diet and exercise are the answer, not medication. Taxpayers' money shouldn't be spent on this. I use Ozempic, but I pay for it myself, like everyone else I should have to. Thanks, Mary in Limerick." So, which is kind of contradicting herself, by the way, saying, you know, get some exercise and medication is not the answer, but she's actually taking it herself. But anyway, look, at least she's paying for it. So what do you think? Would you take Wegovy, or have you tried any of these weight loss medications? And should they be covered by the medical card? In other words, should everybody else, the taxpayer, pay for it for you to lose weight? Or do you agree with Mary and think that, look, it's your own fault if you're overweight and it's your own fault, so you should have to deal with that yourself and pay for it yourself? Because let's be clear, for most people, unless you have a medical problem, losing weight is free. There's no cost to losing weight. It may be a bit quicker to take medication, but there's no cost to losing it. All you got to do is eat properly, eat healthy, and get plenty of exercise. Yes, some people put on weight quicker than others, different metabolisms and all that kind of thing. Although that was debunked many years ago too, that they say most people do have the same metabolism. It's just some people eat more food and eat at the wrong times. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Have you any experience taking these tablets? I mean, what side effects did you have? And also, should they be available on the medical card? In other words, should I and everybody else be paying for your tablets as a taxpayer? Let me know what you think. 087-188-0008. Or indeed, don't forget, by the way, follow us on social media. You can go to Facebook at Ireland's Classic Hits, or by the way, on Twitter, or X as it's known now, Classic Hits Radio. Let me go to Angela first. Angela, we spoke to you many, many months ago about Ozempic.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Wegovy? I've never heard of this. This is a new one.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Now, before we go any further, just touching on something you spoke about there at the start of this topic. When you were saying don't go to the person down the road selling it off Facebook, don't go to, you know, this. The other thing that I really want people to realize is if you go to a beauty salon, right? Because a lot of beauty salons are selling this as well, okay? And mm-hmm. They are saying that they can sell it because they have prescriptions. Yeah, they have the prescription. Do not buy it off a salon unless a doctor has personally and physically given you the prescription yourself.
Because they're just saying that people know there can be what they call counter contradictions if you're on other medication and stuff like that as well, yeah.
Well, it's that. You have to sit and talk to a doctor.
Yeah.
Just because the salon says, oh, we can prescribe it because we can get it on prescription. That's not you getting it on prescription. And that's very dangerous.
And by the way, answer me a question here. How can salons or a beauty salon, do they have, I didn't realize they can give you prescription drugs.
Oh, they can, yeah.
No, legally. I'm talking about legally, not illegally.
Oh, yeah, legally, because what happens is, and this is why you have to look at insurance and everything, because this goes back to like fillers and that, right? That they, the fillers that they get, right? You have to get them on prescription, right?
Okay, the actual materials, yeah.
Yeah, so what they would have is, they would have a prescriber in the north, in England, in France, where they can send the prescription over and the salon gets the prescription.
Okay.
So a lot of salons are actually selling the likes of Mounjaro, Ozempic and all of that because they can get it through prescription and give it to you. That's not you having a prescription.
Now you, okay, let's get back to you for a second. So you decided, just to remind people again, you went a couple of years ago, you decided, I need a bit of assistance losing weight here.
No.
Okay, okay. Well, you had diabetes, didn't you?
I'm type 2 diabetic.
Yeah, yeah.
So he put me on to, Jesus, I can't even remember the name of it now, a type 2 diabetic drug. And then I started hearing about Ozempic, and everyone's on Ozempic, and this is what helps you lose weight, and this because the one that I was on, it leveled off my sugar, but I didn't, if anything, I was nearly putting up weight. So I went into my doctor and I went, I want to go on that. And he said, okay, right, we'll do some blood tests. We'll do this just to make sure everything's okay. And a month later, I was put on to Ozempic. And I started off on 0.25. So you start off, 0.25. You start on that for 4 to 6 weeks. Then you go up to 0.5, 4 to 6 weeks. Then you go up to 0.75, 4 to 6 weeks, and then you go up to 1.
Hmm.
And that's what I've been on now for the past 2 years.
Okay, have you lost weight? You have, obviously, yeah.
About 4 stone.
Okay. Is that your target? What was your target to lose?
No, I still have about 2 to lose.
Okay. But here's the thing. I spoke to a girl recently, right? And I know this girl very well. She looks perfectly fine to me. And she told me that she's going to go on one of these drugs because she says I'm morbidly obese. I said, there's something wrong with you. There's not. Yes. I said, you're not morbidly obese. I said, there's actually something wrong. There's something wrong with you if you think you're morbidly obese. So I find that these drugs encourage people who don't need to lose weight. We've seen that in the documentaries. That don't need to lose weight are actually losing weight. More weight than they should.
No, I know people who have begged me for my pens. They've begged me.
So this is a pen, by the way. It's a little injection pen, isn't it?
It's an injection pen. So basically, you get one a month. There's 4, let's say, shots in the pen. So you put it in yourself. It's like it's like being a type 1 diabetic that you put in.
Can I ask you a question? Who's paying for this pen?
My medical card.
So you're currently getting it under the medical card? Okay, because
I'm type 2 diabetic.
Because you're type 2 diabetic, okay? It's not because you want to lose weight. It's because you're a diabetic. Nope. Now, let's be clear. The reason that you're type 2 diabetic probably is because you were overweight in the first place. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. As I said, when I got it, I was shocked that I got away with it.
But that's what happens. Diabetic. When you put on too much weight, you end up with you can end up with diabetes. It happened to a mate of mine as well. Yeah. He was well overweight. He was drinking 2 or 3 litres of Coke a day. But anyway.
Mine stopped
it. Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. What's to stop you or what was to stop you deciding, I'm not going to go on Ozempic or drugs of that. I'm just going to watch what I eat. I'm going to walk up and down the road every day. I'm going to go for a brisk walk. I'm going to get exercise. I'm not going to eat after 9 o'clock at night. I'm going to drink plenty of water. What's to stop you doing that rather than taking drugs?
My complete honesty is...
Say it, Angela. Say it. Are you lazy? Are you being lazy?
No, I'm not, because I love doing my step aerobics. I love bringing my dogs for walks. I love open water swimming. I'm not lazy. I'm certainly not lazy, thank God, because if I was, I'd say there was no way I'd even get rid of it.
Okay, well, there was a reason why you, by your own admission, were well overweight. So you obviously have bad eating habits.
Complete disastrous.
Right. Takeaways from the curry at 10 o'clock at night.
No. Chocolate in bed.
Chocolate. Now, I can't give out to you. I had a Button's egg last night at 12 o'clock, so I can't really give out to you.
But, like, no, but now, truthfully, that is my, like, if let's say during the day, right? Let's say it's a Saturday, and I say, do you know what? Now I'm going to chill out. I'm going to go up to bed and watch something. Before I go up to bed, I'd be like, what can I bring with me?
Right, so there's a drawer, is there, full of shit? Yeah.
Yeah.
Crisps and chocolate and sweets and biscuits.
Chocolate and squishies.
I love squishies.
It's a horrible habit. And I tried, like Niall, I tried everything. I tried hypnosis. I tried changing my eating habits. It just,
But here's the thing. No taxpayer is going to, you know, pay for me to stop smoking. Generally speaking, taxpayers don't pay for people to stop drinking. You know, so why should a taxpayer have to foot the bill? Now, I know you're taking it for diabetes, so it's a different kettle of fish. That's why you're prescribed it in the first place. But in a general sense, we're talking generally. Why should taxpayers have to foot the bill for this new wonder drug, as they're calling it, for people who are, you know, not eating properly? Now, some people medically have a reason why they're overweight, and I get that. But that's quite rare, by the way. That's a small percentage.
But that's not everyone, right? No. And my laziness comes from me not changing my eating habits. It's not that I sit down on the couch all day and eat shite. It's not that. My laziness is not being arsed to cook a meal at the right time. Not being arsed to, okay, the biggest problem that I have is, Niall, I got up at 6:30 this morning and the first drink that I took was at 8:30 this evening.
That's not good.
I don't drink. No, it's not. So
you know the dangers of that, by the way, dehydration.
Dehydration,
oh my God. Which then plays havoc with your immune system. So, you know.
I have always been like that. Always, you know.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not one to preach. I've skipped breakfast a few times, but I'll always have a drink in the morning. Now, it could be something as shit as a cup of tea, but I usually, like, for the moment I have a bottle of water in front of me here because I've stopped the Red Bull.
Yeah.
And I have been on Red Bull now nearly a month.
Good.
And I was drinking 5 cans of Red Bull a day.
I would drink. What I would have is, now I know it's not great, but it's Coke Zero. I don't drink Coke Zero because it's got no sugar. I drink Coke Zero because I like taste.
But here's the thing. With Coke Zero, the aspartame that's in it is equally as dangerous as sugar. So,
But that's what I'm saying. I don't drink it because of that. I drink it because I like the taste of it.
Yeah, I can't drink diet drinks. If I drink a diet drink, within a half an hour, I'm on the jacks because I'm allergic to aspartame. Like many people, by the way, are allergic to it.
I prefer diet drinks to full-fat drinks.
Okay. So, the question is tonight, should taxpayers, because they're saying this should be available in the medical card for everybody who wants it, should taxpayers be funding this, you know, 213 euro a month or whatever it is, or 127 a month, depending on which one you get? Should taxpayers be funding that?
I think it definitely, and I know it's very hard, it has to go on a case to case.
If it's life threatening, maybe.
If it's life threatening, yes, absolutely. But there's your medical card. But the way I look at it is, if you have to lose between at least four and 8 stone, yes. And I think what it should be done is, right, we're going to put you on this for a year and then wean you off of it.
Well, stay there for a second, Angela. Let me go to John. John, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Niall. How are you all getting on?
You're borderline diabetic as well.
I'm a borderline diabetic. I didn't ask to go on it. I was put on it by my local hospital, not my own doctor. I went in. I'm on borderline type 2 diabetes.
Okay. Are you overweight, John? Are you overweight?
I am, but I'm not usually. I'm 18. I was 18 and a half stone, 18 something.
And what height do you? What height do you?
I'm 5'9", 5'10".
Okay. It's not too bad.
I give up cigarettes and I put on 12 stone. I put on 4 stone in about 9 months when I give up the cigarettes. Now, that was 10 years ago, and I've never been able to get that 4 stone or 4.5.
That's because you replace the cigarettes with food, the habit.
So I live alone now and I suffer from a bit of depression, things like that. So my food habits are out the window. Now, they put me on Ozempic about a year ago. The first 2 or 3 months, I lost 1.5 stone straight away. Now, since then, I haven't been losing. Because I'm bad eating habits from the depression and I have...
So what's the point? What's the point you're taking it if you're continuing the bad habits?
Because it's for the diabetes, you see. It is by...
I understand that. But the diabetes is a direct result of your bad eating habits anyway.
It is, yeah. Now, I'm trying to improve them if I can. You know, but I didn't ask for if it was I wouldn't go on Ozempic to lose weight. No way. I didn't ask for it. I was put on it because of the diabetes. But if it was to lose weight, you have to stop eating and you have to start exercising, which I do. But with regard to the medical card, every person should be taken by the doctor and assessed. Now, I wouldn't agree that we should be using a Ozempic or any kind of miracle drug to lose weight. And another thing people don't realize, there is side effects.
Oh, I know. I've heard all about some of the side effects can be quite serious. So did you get side effects? Apart from, I believe a lot of people get diarrhea and stuff like that. Yeah.
Now, I know where every public toilet is in Galway. Right? I have some on speed dial. I have gone running through shopping centres with my legs crossed. Because when my ass has got a mind of its own now. It's like when it wants to go, it wants to go.
Yeah, there's no stalling it. Yeah.
No stalling it. Like, yeah. Well, summertime is not too bad because there's bushes. But in the wintertime, there's no leaves in the bushes.
Jesus Christ. But by the way, Angela, did you get those side effects as well? Did you know where all the public toilets are?
I was actually quite blessed because one of my best friends was on it and you name it, she got it. Whereas just for the first 2 weeks, once or twice I got a headache. That was it. Now, I did get quite sick about a year after the first one, and it was a combination of things, you know. Mm-hmm. They couldn't put it down to it, but they said it could have been, like, I had pancreatitis, I had severe food poisoning, so I just came off it for 6 weeks.
I'm looking at the side effects here. Sorry, just before I go to the break, and I want to come to Valerie as well. Inflammation of the pancreas or pancreatitis, changes in vision, yeah. Low blood sugars, dehydration. Now, you're going to get dehydration because you're not drinking anyway, which causes kidney problems, severe stomach problems, serious allergic reactions, gallbladder issues. Now, I can keep going. You know, there's no end to the side effects, the possible side effects.
Possible.
Nausea is a terrible one.
Nausea, yeah, that's another one. Nausea.
That's very bad.
I did feel a bit
serious.
No, and I thought, you know, the one thing that was great, for the first 6 months, I was going, come on, Angela, you have to eat something. You know, because that's what it does. So when you eat something, what it does is
it makes you feel full.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you feel full. We all know those tablets from years ago. But it makes you feel full. Like even drinking a drink, it would make you feel full.
Yeah, it tricks your body into thinking that you've already had enough to eat. And John, stay there with me for a second. I want to come to Valerie and Nathan after the break. We're talking about Ozempic, but not particularly Ozempic, actually. There's a new wonder drug called Wegovy. And the government are now saying, or there's a suggestion, that it should be available on the medical card for everybody who wants to use it. I'm asking you, is that a good thing? I know it's a bit of a game changer for some people. Now, by the way, once again, I put out a warning. If you're going to take any of these tablets or injections, please go to your doctor. Don't go to the beauty salon. Don't go to the girl around the corner. Don't be going to the young one on Facebook. Buy these injections from a pharmacist or a doctor and somebody who can advise you on the side effects or contradictions if you're taking other medications. We're getting a lot of texts about these drugs. Some of the messages coming in. People are just lazy. They can eat well and move. I see people in the shop having trolleys full of pizza and crap. Why should taxpayers pay for these obese people to lose weight? It's absolute nonsense. Stop eating greasy spoon food, junk food, drinking bottles of fizzy drinks, rank with sugar, cakes, chocolate, etc. Drop the junk and get more exercise. It's not taxpayers' problems, says Maureen Clinic Guilty. Hi, Niall. The cause of obesity is the side effects or withdrawals of contraception and antidepressants. It damages all your hormones. To clear the body, it takes about 10 years. Love the show. Thanks. And somebody else says, it's a money-making racket. The food industry has you all eating shite and pharmaceutical industries is cleaning up, fixing it. And the taxpayers are footing the bill. I wouldn't disagree with that, by the way. You know, they're making a fortune filling you full of these processed foods. And then the pharmaceutical industry comes along and we've got a fix for that. Here you go. Here's a tablet or an injection. Okay, let me just, if you could mute yourself there, AJ. Let me just go to Valerie. Valerie, hi, how are you doing?
Hey, what's the crack,
Valerie? Valerie, are you familiar with these drugs?
I am. I'm more familiar with the Zemtec, the first one, as opposed to the second one. Mm. And it is like a quick fix, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like a quick fix.
Well, no, I don't think it's quick now, by the way. It just doesn't, you don't lose the weight overnight.
Yeah, well, it's quicker than not eating so much and it's quicker than not walking so much.
Mm, yeah.
To be fair, like.
Yeah. No, well, it is, but it's easier, I suppose, because you don't have to make the same effort.
Yeah, and it's second handy, and it's a really good money spinner for the pharmaceutical company.
Of course it is. But here's the thing, you know, I don't know, in 20 years' time, will somebody come along and say, oh, we made a mistake, there was long-term damage from that drug? I don't know. I'm sure it's been tested and everything else. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that worries people. Does that, Angela, does that worry you?
No.
I think at this stage I've had
everything feckin' fired at me between cancer and diverticulitis and diabetes, like, off. Beck and just, I don't give a shite.
Mm. Yeah.
And so, that's the truth now, because, you know, you could say that about every drug.
Oh, no, you probably could, yeah. Yeah, you probably could, yeah. You probably could, you're right.
And so, you know,
do we need a drug to make us thin? I mean, I'm thin enough. Are you fat?
Oh, very, yeah.
Aw, why is that bad for you? What do you mean?
Oh no! I want to do now. I'm type 2 diabetic. I've taken this. It's put my sugars under control. But I've lost 4 stone. Now I put it on during COVID. Right, that's my excuse. So I put it on during COVID. But I was heavy anyway. So putting an extra 4 stone wasn't great.
Sorry, Anne. What are you saying, Valerie?
What's your name?
Angela.
Angela.
Yeah, go ahead, Valerie.
Yeah, hi. Keep going.
Oh, no, she told you the whole story there. So what do you mean, Angela? So you're thin, you're grand. So do you think it should be available for people, not necessarily like Angela, who has diabetes as well, but should it be available to everybody? Primarily it is women that seem to be using it, by the way. But should it be available to everybody who wants to lose weight? Free of charge.
I don't know, Niall.
Because it's
really
expensive.
I don't know the answer.
Mm.
And Angela, you know, it's awful that you feel that your body is like you have to get something to make it look different.
No, listen, Niall has known me a long time, right? And Niall will tell you. I am one of the happiest, bubbliest people ever. I don't shy away from cameras. I don't care what anyone thinks of me. I don't. I've been called...
Yeah, it's for health reasons. Yeah, it's for health reasons.
But it's for my health. That's why I want to lose it. For my health. I wear bikinis going away. I go topless going away. I don't care what anyone thinks of me. But it's in the past couple of years where I've gone, okay... Last year, I was 50. I was nearly 16 stone the year before. And I said, I am not going to be 16 stone at the age of 50.
Yeah, just to put some context into this. 16 stone, but you're also 5 foot nothing.
5 foot. One.
Okay. So that kind of puts context in it. Stay there, Valerie and Angela. Let me go to Nathan. Nathan, hi, how are you?
Hi, how's it going? I suppose to give a bit of background, I'm a practicing doctor, so I'm actually quite familiar with these drugs and the literature around them. You know, going back to the ultimate question, you know, should the taxpayer be funding this? The answer is yes, but not why you think. So obesity costs taxpayers huge amounts. Obesity underpins a lot of chronic diseases.
Oh, I know. Heart diseases, stroke, everything. Yeah.
You know, even, you know, the area I'm working now, we see lots of people with bad arthritis and we're having to tell them, look, you need to lose weight before you can have surgery for your joint replacement. So from that perspective, it is a cost-effective solution, you know, to reduce the burden on the taxpayer.
But here's the thing, Nathan, we never did that when it came to smoking. We never gave away smoking cessation products for free.
Niall, the HSE puts ginormous sums of money into smoking cessation and into alcohol liaison and management. So there are a range of resources available to you in the community through your GP to quit smoking. So that is something the HSE does invest in to get you off the fags.
Mm.
So that is, and you know, and that is kind of one of the principles of public health, is trying to make changes upstream that will then save things downstream.
Yeah, to prevent more people being in hospital in the later part of their lives. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, all these chronic disease, because, you know, it's much more expensive to treat someone with diabetes than it is to put them on a drug that might prevent or just ultimately delay them being on it.
But there is an argument that would, you know, type 2 diabetes, that many people are on it because they're overweight in the first place. And now I'm only telling you what listeners are sending in messages saying, you know, can people not just lose weight without expecting the taxpayer to fund 217 a month or 213 a month or whatever it is? Maybe those people who are texting in don't have an issue, so they probably are at the perfect weight. I don't know.
But they might not.
But the dangers are, Nathan, you've seen the documentary on RTE there about 2 months ago, and you've got people, young women primarily, you know, who are, you know, who don't have a BMI that's, you know, obese, and they're taking these anyway because influencers telling them, oh, these are great, you'll be down to a zero, you know what I mean? And like, that's the dangers of these drugs.
Before you go on holiday.
Yeah.
That's a flip side of it. But that goes back to something, you know, you've kind of said repeatedly is, you know, this medication, even if it is covered by the medical card, must be prescribed to you by a doctor who sees you, talks to you and assesses you. So I've seen the side effects of this. I've seen people who've developed pancreatitis, not many, thankfully. But, you know, this whole business, you know, someone was saying earlier that, oh, no, salons can dispense it. That's absolute nonsense.
Angela, you said that.
It is a prescription-only medicine in Ireland. Those salons don't have a leg to stand on in court if they're providing a prescription-only drug.
I've seen them on Facebook going, but my daughter goes to a salon and she gets prescribed it. And I've tried to say, no, the salon has been prescribed this. Your daughter hasn't.
But
in the documentary, Nathan, we see what was happening. They were getting it in from Northern Ireland and the UK and Turkey and places like that and selling it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's dodgy. Irish law, you know, and that should be enforced because, you know, there are dangerous side effects of this drug. You know, it should be prescribed to you by a doctor who can then monitor you, you know.
And is it popular, Nathan? Are you getting people coming to you, you know, saying that, look, oh, I'm overweight, can you prescribe me Ozempic or whatever it is, the other one, Wegovy?
So I've had a lot of family and friends come at me for it. And kind of, you know, where I work at the moment, I deal with joints and arthritis a lot. What we do is we refer the patient to an endocrinologist. So that's somebody who specializes in kind of metabolic disease, stuff like that. But they are then referred on to a multidisciplinary. So they have a consultation with the endocrinologist and with a bariatric surgeon. So a surgeon specializing in weight loss, because while, yes, drugs are a good solution for a lot of people, you know, some very obese people might be better served by having an operation like a gastric sleeve or a bypass, you know, but it really is just about doing this.
Yeah, but Nathan, I'm listening to you, Nathan, and you sound like a very responsible person, a very responsible doctor when it comes to this. But there are doctors all over the country, GPs all over the country, who are quite happy to prescribe this to people, some of whom probably don't really need it. You know, they just want to lose weight for the holidays and they feel their BMI is a little bit too high. I mean, as I said to you already, I know somebody, a personal friend of mine, and she's not overweight, but she's going to take it and she gets it. And I don't believe that's necessary.
What's her BMI? You know, because, you know, a lot of us don't look or feel overweight, but when you actually crunch the numbers, the BMI, now there are a lot of issues with the BMI formula. It was created by a mathematician back in the 19th century. You know, it's not
the
be all and end all, but you know, there is a lot of.
I'm 5 foot six and I'm 79 kilos. And I looked it up one day and I'm obese. And I am not, if you saw me, I'm a skinny little twat. I am not obese by any stretch of the imagination. I'm quite the opposite.
Now, can I say something there as well? What a lot of people don't realize is a lot of chemists will not give it out, because when this kind of, like, when it blew up, the HSE did send to chemists to say that they have to prioritize type 2 diabetics to get it. So I know the chemist I get it in will not give it to someone who just comes in with a prescription.
Nathan, has there been a massive increase in type 2 diabetes in Ireland?
If you look at the public health data, you know, since the kind of 80s, both obesity and type 2 diabetes have skyrocketed. They increase year on year, and there's a lot of factors behind that. The fact that most of what we're consuming at the moment is what we call ultra-processed foods is a huge issue.
Then maybe, maybe you're a fan of RFK Jr. I don't know. He's trying to get rid of all of that stuff.
I mean, I wouldn't be a fan of him, but, you know, if you were looking for a good book to read, I'd recommend a book called Ultra-Processed People by a British doctor called Chris Van Tulleken, which looks at the development of ultra-processed foods and how prevalent they are in our diet. Because, you know, you and I may think we're eating cleanly, but you would be surprised at the percentage of our diet that is ultra-processed. And, you know, the evidence is coming out that even though, you know, these foods might have the same macronutrients, the processes they're doing to them to make them last longer, taste better, are altering how they work with our body. So, you know, there, you know, the obesity epidemic and all of the health conditions associated with it, of which type 2 diabetes is only one, you know, have been skyrocketing over the last 40 years. You know, so, you know, these drugs, you know, while they do come with caveats, they are potentially a game changer. And I guarantee you that, you know, your listener, you may balk at the thought of $213 a month per person. That is far cheaper than treating arthritis, diabetes, heart disease over a period, a long, longer period of time in the future.
No, I get you. I get what you're saying, yeah.
You know, it's actually a bargain, believe it or not. And these drugs will get cheaper, and they will, there are developing tablet versions that you don't have to give yourself the injection.
Well, there was kind of, I remember there was one out going back a few years ago that everybody was banging on about. It was called Kilo Off or something like that. And they were tablets. But from what I believe, you had to bring a spare pair of underwear, which everywhere you went. So basically what they were doing was if you ate any fat products at all, it would literally go through you like a Porsche. So it was making your body not absorb fat anymore. But fat is not fat is not the problem. Sugars are the problem, aren't they?
Sugars are the problem. So carbohydrates absolutely are the problem. But another thing I'll tell you about these drugs that a lot of people don't appreciate is that, you know, if you stop taking them, you'll put the weight back on. You know, so you are tied to
them. Well, then you're kind of at the mercy of the pharmaceutical company for the rest of your life, are you?
Well, I mean, it's no different to heart disease, you know, like statins, you know, which lower cholesterol, you know, they're kind of a lifelong intervention for people with
high cholesterol. I'm happy enough for people like Angela to get it, you know, and to change their lives and make them feel better. But what I'm not happy about is that it would be prescribed to everybody and anybody. And I know that wouldn't be from you, Nathan, but I remember covering a story going back about 7 or 8 years ago. We were talking about antidepressants. And a reporter, I think from the Irish Examiner, a young girl, she was only 19. She wasn't even depressed, but she went to something like 20 different GPs in the area and told them she was depressed. And they all prescribed antidepressants. Not one of them talked to her about talk therapy. And it was just too easy. And my fear is that some GPs, not all, but some GPs are not quite as responsible as you would be and would be happy to prescribe them to somebody who doesn't really need them.
Well, I mean, even determining who needs them isn't as straightforward as you might think. And, you know, it would be great if our health system was resourced enough that, you know, a GP could prescribe you something like, a personal trainer, you know, prescribe you a course of exercise. You know, if we had the money to have everyone in the community seen by a dietitian, that'd be great. But unfortunately, that kind of intervention is really expensive, less so than the drug. But, you know, kind of, and again, you know, people are kind of balking, but, you know, is it that different from the fact that we give blood pressure medication and cholesterol medication to people, you know, regardless of their status, you know, who might continue to drink, smoke, and do a lot of other things bad for their heart, you know? So, you know, it's very easy to judge. But especially it's an emotive issue, obesity. You know, we feel like, oh, these people are, you know, they're fat, they're lazy, they're not doing anything to help themselves. But, you know, we really do have to look at it as more of a medical condition rather than a lifestyle choice.
Okay, well, look, I have to go into a break, unfortunately. I'm running out of time. Nathan, I appreciate you coming on and talking to us. Thank you very much indeed. Angela, stay with me if you can. I'm going to come to John after the break. Thank you, Valerie, as well. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. We're talking about the story in the news today about Wegovy, which is being classed as the wonder drug. Again, by the way, can I point out, I personally believe it was wrong to have it on a news story, as a news story. It's a medical story, but I mean, these things come with caveats, as Nathan rightly pointed out. There are side effects to taking all of it, and that's something you need to talk to your doctor about, because it terrifies me when I saw that documentary going back a couple of months ago. There's a flower seller in the middle of Grafton Street, has them in a bag, and he's selling them to people, injections to people on the street. Injections that should be kept at a certain temperature, by the way, not in the middle of the day. Certainly that wouldn't help the injection. Other people were selling them with no branding on it whatsoever, just a little bottle of liquid. It could be anything you're injecting yourself into. So you really have to see your doctor, and I'm going to keep saying this throughout the show, because I think it's really, really important. You know, don't be listening to the news saying, oh, it's a wonder drug, it's a wonder drug. Talk to your doctor. Don't buy it from the young one on Facebook, because we all know there's any amount of girls and guys on Facebook selling this stuff. It's illegal, completely illegal. And you don't know what you're buying. You're not getting the right advice. You're not being told, for example, if you're on heart medication, if you're on medication for some other problem that you might have, like arthritis or whatever it happens to be, there could be counter contradictions. So you need to talk to your doctor and get it prescribed by a doctor who understands your body. So please do that if you are thinking about any of these wonder drugs like Ozempic or Wegovy or whatever it happens to be. Dave, you're not taking this, are you?
Do you know where I can get some?
Why would you? I know you said you kind of struggled with your weight. You've told me about that in the past. But I mean, would you take...
Yeah, fat.
Okay. Be blunt about it. Okay. But are you very overweight?
No, I'm not massively overweight, but I could probably stand to lose about 2 stone, I'd say.
Hmm. And have you tried the obvious ways of losing weight?
I don't have the time. Listen, I was once upon a time, I was a fucking go to the gym 4 or 5 nights of the week kind of a person. I was in great shape. I literally do not have the spare time to go to the gym. And I eat right. I eat healthy. There's no processed foods in my house. It all comes from a butcher's, or it's green, or, you know, sometimes I won't kill it myself. But I just don't have the time. Like I'll put it like this. My day starts off with get up, get kid crash, go to work, pick up kid, come home, cook dinners, do housework, wash clothes, and I have like an hour tops to myself Monday to Friday. And then on the weekend, I have no time to myself. I would love to go back to the gym and to sweat it out and do it all properly. I literally do not have the spare time.
So since you became a widower, you've put on more weight, essentially, is what you're saying.
No, I've actually lost weight since I became a widower, because I'm running around after a rambunctious toddler. So that has helped me out some bit, all right, for sure. But you see, my job is a very sedentary job. And I think if you talk to anybody who stands in one spot all day...
Mine is the same. I'm sitting in the one spot all day. So
yeah, so you know yourself. When you're finished, the last thing you want to do is go and run on a treadmill or lift weights and stuff. Like, I would love to get back into the gym culture. I really, really, really would, but I just don't have the spare time. Do you know? And if I do have spare time, I like to spend my time sleeping, because I don't get too loud of that either. You know?
I know that feeling right at this very moment in time with the virus that I have.
I'm at a point in my life now when I meet someone who's like, Jesus, spend a weekend on a trolley in the hospital. I'm like, you lucky bastard.
Oh, no, please don't say that. I've just spent a month in the hospital, nearly a month. And I'm going to tell you, you do not get any rest in a hospital, because they were coming in at like 4 a.m. We need to check your blood pressure. And I go, oh, Jesus. And then 6:30, need to take a blood test. And I go, well, did that just wait till I'm awake? And then you think, okay, I'll get back to sleep for an hour or so. Then somebody else comes in, I need to sweep the floor. Yeah, what do you want for your breakfast? I go, oh, Jesus Christ, leave me alone. You will not get rest in a hospital. You do not get rest in a hospital.
Do you know what I want? A nice big bowl of fuck off.
Yeah. You don't sleep in a hospital. It's the one place you don't get rest, by the way. Anyway, so you would take this in a heartbeat if it was available to you?
Oh, Jesus. If someone offered it to me, I'd take hand and all. Like, I tried for a crack. My doctor was like, hey, doc, I know I got my bloods done, and for an overweight smoker, I'm kind of in good shape. What's the time of this Ozempic stuff. He's like, you don't have diabetes, you're not getting it. So,
fair. Yeah, but that, at the moment, that's the only way they're going to prescribe it, on the, well, certainly for free, is if you're diabetic, yeah.
I don't care about free. If I have to pay somebody,
but it's but it's expensive. Sorry, Angela, you're trying to say something there.
No, I was just laughing because I know a friend of mine, and he had four kids. What he used to do every 2 months was take a day off work, but not tell the wife. He used to book into a B&B, not a hotel, a B&B,
and sleep for the day
from 9 until 4. Every 2 months.
I literally half ago.
You said it again. You did that a while ago.
I did that about a month and a half ago. Yeah. If babysitters for me nowadays are few and far in between. So like my sesh days are over. So if somebody's like, yeah, hey, I'll take your child for a weekend, I booked myself into a hotel in Cork. I told nobody where I was. I told nobody where I was going. I said the only way you ring my phone is if like there's an emergency, and I don't mean, you know, someone fell over or someone got hurt. I mean either the kids are in danger, someone died, or the house on fire. Apart from that, leave me the fuck alone.
You just slept for the weekend, yeah?
I slept for 12 solid hours. It was unreal. I woke up and I didn't hear dad, dad, dad. And don't get wrong, I love my kids, but lads, it was wonderful.
I can imagine. Hold on, I'm running out of time here. I want to go to Paddy quickly as well. Paddy, how you doing?
How's it going? What's crack? How are you?
Good. Now, Paddy, you were on the documentary RTE, the one about Ozempic. You were on it, yeah?
So I was on the documentary, yeah. And so the medication that I am on, it's not Ozempic itself. It's similar, and it's a
Mounjaro
medication for...
Yeah,
Mounjaro. Mounjaro. Yeah. So
Yeah.
It was one that was released here, I think, like maybe last month, but I've been on it since last June. And along with the kind of lifestyle changes that you need to do when you're on the medication like this, like it absolutely has just given me a whole new lease of life. And like I would have been somebody that would have been a serial dieter and trier literally for like the last, 25, 30 years of my life, you know, constantly trying to lose weight.
But are you prepared to stay on that for the rest of your life? Because according to Nathan,
yeah,
the doctor,
you
have to.
That was a thing that I kind of had to, I guess, make peace with at the start was, Jesus, this could be something that I'm going to be on for the rest of my life. But then you look at people that are living with other conditions or other things and they're on things for the rest of their life. And it's like, okay, well, option A is I keep going down this road I'm on now and I'm potentially going to die 10, 15 years earlier.
Wait, what weight were you, Paddy? What weight were you?
So I peaked last May at just over 24 stone.
Right, okay. That's big. And what height are you, by the way?
About 6'1". Yeah.
Okay, well, you're fairly tall, so you should be carrying a fair bit of weight anyway.
But even so, like, if you...
No, that's still heavy, yeah. I get you.
Yeah, like BMI is flawed, we know that, but going by that, it would have me at, like, near 12 and a half. So
By the old BMI system, you'd be in a coffin.
No, I'd never be 12 and a half stone, but, yeah, like, still, in terms of, like, wanting to prioritise my health, and more so, the thing that scared the crap out of me was when I looked at... If I say this way, literally, it said my life expectancy was going to be 12 years less than what it should be. And I was sitting there thinking, Jesus, I have tried every diet. I even qualified as a personal trainer back like 12, 13 years ago. And I lost weight at that stage. I took part in a reality TV show called The Biggest Loser back in 2011.
Oh, I remember that program. Yeah, yeah. What a terrible name for a program, The Biggest Loser. Go on.
But in fairness, it was actually a really positive experience. But after I lost the weight, I thought, sure, I'm fixed now. I'm fixed. And I thought it was fixed. And I went and qualified as a personal trainer. And all through that, my weight very quickly started to relapse and come back on again. I think this is what a lot of people kind of don't understand, is that for people that are living with obesity, yes, you'll have your crew of people that no doubt will be like, oh, shut up, would you, and eat less and move more. But that, for me, is showing, yeah, but you're not understanding then the actual disease of obesity, which is now recognized by the HSC, by the World Health Organization, by all this. You're not understanding that. And if you want to remain ignorant, go on with your eat less, move more, but you're wrong in what you're positioning. People that say that. But now I know, like, since I started on the medication last year, I'm in the gym for like about 3 to 4 times a week without fail since day one, because I have to be prioritizing my
health. And what's your weight now? Sorry, I'm running out of time here. I'm conscious of what's your weight now?
Yeah, no, you're right. So I'm just over 17 stone now. So I'm down almost 7 stone.
Well done.
Thank you.
That's really good news. And so you're feeling a lot better. But here, that goes hand in hand with the fact that you're going to the gym. As Dave said,
100%.
Dave said 100%. He'd love to be on this, but he doesn't have the time to go to the gym. You know, he's got kids and a job.
And this thing, from listening to Dave, I think, look, I say I'm going to the gym, but movement looks different for everyone. For some people, that might be a walk. For some people, it's going to be the run around after the kids for 2 hours a day. Yeah. That's their movement.
Well, I think okay. The message, what you're trying to say is, you don't just take the tablets, or take the injection, whatever it is.
Exactly.
It has to go hand in hand with changing your own lifestyle as well, doesn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
It's not that much of a wonder drug.
Exactly.
But look, Angela, Dave, I'm sorry I've run out of time. And Paddy, thank you very much indeed. It's been very, very informative listening to you all, particularly Nathan as well, the doctor that was on earlier on too. Good luck. By the way, Dave, good luck in losing weight, you know, if that's what you want to do. You know what I mean?
I try anyway. I keep trying, you know.
Yeah.
So I either lose the weight or get that eventual heart attack or stroke, whichever comes first.
Oh, God, stop. All right, okay. Dave, thanks very much indeed. Paddy, thank you. By the way, once again, my final warning before we finish up the topic. You know, please, be it Mounjaro, be it Ozempic, be it Wegovy, be it whatever one of those kind of wonder drugs you're going to take, they are widely available on the internet. From young ones up the road on Facebook, or young ones who do your nails, or a young fellow up the road who owns a clinic or whatever, a pretend clinic, please don't buy them from anybody apart from a doctor, or get them prescribed from a doctor. You buy them from a pharmacy, obviously. Don't buy them or get them from anybody apart from a doctor or a pharmacy. They are licensed. It is illegal to sell them any other way. You don't know what you're buying. You don't know how long it's been in the bottle. The shelf life could be well up on it. It could be a different drug altogether that hasn't even been tested properly. You don't know what you're injecting into yourself. It's the most dangerous thing in the world to buy something from a dodgy person. We've seen that in the RTE documentary. Please don't do it. As a matter of how much you might be tempted, because it's cheaper, certainly probably cheaper than buying it from a doctor or pharmacy in Ireland, but that's something we need to do. And Nathan did mention, by the way, the fact that these drugs are coming down in price, and there will be a tablet version of it probably very soon as well to save the injections and all that, which will bring down the price even more. So please be very conscious of that and be responsible about how you take these drugs.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.